Thank you very much, Mike. As always, joining me here right now, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White with our Fugitive of the Week. And looks like we've got a colorful character this week.
We have a character, yeah, Michael Kelly Elliott. He is he's just one of them bail violations, possession of a controlled drug, being fentanyl, of course. Wanted out of Stratford County. He's used the alias Aaron Cody. I'm guessing that could be a real name. So it could be somebody that he knows. It could be a friend. But we are actually looking for Mike Elliott, not Aaron Cody. 29 years of age, has a couple of tattoos. One being his right forearm, the name Elliott, which is pretty self-explanatory. And on his chest, he has the word loyalty. Last known to be living around the Rochester, New Hampshire area, but obviously could be transient between the usual triad of Dover, Somersworth, and Rochester. People tend to bounce around between the three.
Sure.
And hopefully somebody recognizes them and can point us to where we might be able to track Mr. Elliott down, or the alternative, turn yourself in.
You know, there is always that alternative, and that does bear well for people.
It does. It's the simplest solution. You know, it's on your schedule, not ours. You know, I would appreciate it. I'm sure, you know, if you turn yourself in, being just a bail violation, I'm not sure if this is the first, second, or third, but judges look very favorably upon that, and yep, a lot of times you get back out on bail. So, you know, you want to do the right thing, this is the time to do it. If you don't want to do the right thing, we'll find you, and we'll make it a point to make sure you get in front of the judge and let him know that we had to track you down. So,
and that is also a very strong, good second point to make, because if you decide to continue your life of running and violating bail and not turning yourself in, that could have the opposite effect.
Yeah, exactly. You could stay in jail and await trial on this case. You know, these are choices that people make, unfortunately. Yes, you probably have a drug addiction issue. There's all kinds of help out there. There's programs available, and the courts are very favorable to getting people into programs and getting the help they need, and giving people chance after chance after chance to try to get themselves fixed so they can be productive members of society. But you can't do that if you're going to continue to run, and if we have to track you down, find you hiding under a bed, in a closet, in a washing machine, in a refrigerator, we're going to let the judge know that, and the judge will not look favorably upon that, and it's hard to get, you know, the treatment you really need or want when you're in jail. So
right,
why not do the right thing and try to get the help you need and do it the right way, the easy way.
All right. Okay. Well, then, in that case, if anybody has a tip on Mr. Elliott's whereabouts, how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach out to our main number, 603-225-1632, and ask to speak to one of our task force officers, Special Deputy U.S. Marshal Langley. And as always, right on the poster, we have a couple of links. One that says web tip, that'll send us an anonymous email. Or you can text the word NHTIP followed by any information to the phone number TIP411. Both of those ways are completely anonymous. We don't need to know who you are. Our job is just to track Mr. Elliott down and get him in front of a judge. So we don't need you to go testify against Mr. Elliott or anything like that. It's just about finding him and getting him before the courts.
Right. That's what it's all about. It seems so simple, Jeff, and yet we continue to get together this time every week.
We do this weekly, don't we? And it seems like there's never a shortage. We're always have somebody to feature the next week. And, you know, I just wish we didn't have this problem. I wish I could turn around and call you next week and say, hey, love to feature somebody, but we don't have anybody. There's nobody else wanted. Everybody did the right thing last week.
Oh, that would be the ideal. That would be the ideal. In the meantime, we will continue as we do every single week with our Fugitive of the Week. Jeff White, thank you so very much, as always.
No problem. Thank you very much, Pat.
I will post this online at thepulseofnh.com. This is the Fugitive of the Week here in the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.